This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, what are we, 39 days out from the election, if I'm not mistaken? No shortage of those clamoring cries, vote for me, vote for me. 707 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joined this morning by Weld County Clerk and Recorder Carly Compass. Hey, Carly.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am great this morning. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, happy Friday.
So tell us a little bit about this invite that you put out there for Weld County residents to participate in the county's logic and accuracy testing of voting equipment. What is that exactly?
So every election, we do a public testing of our voting equipment. And essentially, what we are doing is we invite any public member and media member to come and watch what we do, because as you know, Gail, we do a lot before Election Day, and we do a lot of testing, and this is just a portion of it. So every single piece of equipment that we deploy out to our voter service and polling centers has been tested, and next week at our public party logic and accuracy testing, our party representatives will randomly pick a couple of machines out of all the ones we're deploying to test on their own. And if they approve that everything is good, then we're good to go for the next step.
How many machines do you have?
We have over 100 machines that we are going to be deploying out. And the party representatives can pick as many as they would like. We give them ballots that they mark on their own in their own little schema. And they run them through the machines. And they also mark them on the machines that we deploy out to the in-person voting. And it's actually a really good, true test of the machines. And so if you are interested, definitely reach out to our elections office and get on the list. Otherwise, you can watch all my little uploads on my Facebook page as well that I'll be doing.
I truly enjoy those, Carly. They're always well done.
Thank you.
Now, this testing is required not only under Colorado statute, revised statute, but by the Colorado Secretary of State, right?
That is correct, and so that's why we do it every single election. It is actually, like I said, a really key and important part to make sure that our machines are, again, working accurately. And even if I wasn't required underneath state law to do it, I probably would still do it just because that's how important myself and my office believes that this is. And, again, this is open to the public, and so, there's been an increase in national rhetoric around everything. And
really?
I love it. People keep telling me that there's, people talking about the election.
Mail-in ballots and the sanctity of... Although they did find, my understanding is they did find 9 ballots in the trash in Pennsylvania. That's causing a little bit of a kerfuffle.
Yeah, well, you never really know how true those are until you're actually there. But
true that.
And it's always interesting, like I said, this is my fifth presidential election, and I haven't yet heard something that's, new and shocking as far as, oh my gosh, this is what's happening. We kind of hear it every 4 years, honestly, Gail.
Right. So, yeah. It's only louder this year.
Yeah. It's always louder every 4 years. And, that's why we have these public testings for people that really, truly want to see what we do in the elections. And like I said, that's why I've kind of increased some of my own social media presence a little bit and giving kind of like weekly election updates. So you guys really can understand that we put a lot of hours and a lot of effort to make sure that you can be as confident as you want to be in your elections department and the election judges. And we are very, very dedicated to our job.
All right. So the testing, again, will be held September 30th and October 1st at the Weld County Election Office Ballot Processing Building. That's 822 7th Street in Greeley. And we do need to pre-register if we're interested in taking part.
That is correct. And so you can just call my elections office, which is 970-304-6525, and ask for Kashmir. She's the one that is taking all the names down. And we would, like I said, encourage anybody that would like to actually come and see the testing and interact with us. And we can go down any type of rabbit hole that you want. As you know, I'm not shy when it comes to talking about elections.
And transparency in this context, a very, very good thing. I wanted to ask you, what was the deal, the kerfuffle, over those inaccurate postcards from the U.S. Postal Service, which led to the Colorado Secretary of State's office accepting a settlement from the U.S. Postal Service? I actually have that postcard in front of me.
So with me, I don't find the postcard to be that disturbing just because of the fact that, you know, there is that disclaimer on there that says varies by state, and it is a national postcard that the USPS sent. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I think the message was that they were trying to convey is, you know, check your voter registration, check when you're going to be getting your ballot, get your ballot in sooner than later. And, you know, if that was the discretion of the Secretary of State to, you know, do what she did with the AG. My point of view is, you know, hey, at least people were getting some information. And if it took a U.S. Post Office postcard to get their attention, then that's fine with me. And again, you can always just reach out to myself and my elections team, and we're here to, you know, give you more accurate information if you would like.
Yeah, the disclaimer is definitely there. As I said, I've got it in front of me in anticipation of talking with you because I wanted to ask you that question. And right there, I mean, number one, start today. Give yourself and your election officials ample time to complete the process. Number two, rules and dates vary by state, so contact your election board to confirm. Find links at usps.com/voting info. It goes on. Request your mail-in ballot, often called absentee ballot, at least 15 days before election days. Follow instructions, add postage. We recommend you mail your ballot at least 7 days before Election Day. What was the trouble spot there? What led to that legal action?
Well, from my understanding, because I haven't had a personal conversation with the Secretary of State or the Colorado Attorney General, but from my understanding is, you know, they had a little bit of an issue about the whole 15-day request, and mm-hmm. they had a little bit of an issue about the 7 days. You know, I'm always telling everybody, you know, don't do it 8 days after Election Day. It was just 1 day difference. And then the 15 days, I mean, we also say you can request a replacement ballot or a new ballot up until 8 days before Election Day as well. Again, for me, that bullet point that says, you know, it varies by state, check mm-hmm. with your local election people, really kind of clears us. Yeah, kind of covers any discrepancies between what the postcard said and what we kind of traditionally do. But that is from my understanding. Like I said, I have not had a personal conversation with the secretary or the AG really about their issue with it. And, you know, my thing is I've worked in elections for 16 years, Gail, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have worked really hard over the last 16 years, and even before I even started working in elections, to have a really good relationship with the USPS. And I know that there's never any malintent with the USPS. I know many of the people that work there just due to my meetings that we have with them every other week, especially during election time. And they are 100% in. They know what they need to do on their end and their role in election. And I feel very confident that there was no malintent with this postcard, and they were just trying to, you know, help all the states reach their voters. And I'm proud of my partnership with the USPS and the relationship that we have with them here in Willett County.
Now, as you said earlier, you know, this is not your first rodeo. We'll just put it that way when it comes to presidential elections and things get overheated and overblown and just louder. So, of course, we're hearing about the questions about mail-in balloting. But the thing is, Colorado was a trailblazer in mail-in balloting and the sanctity of same.
That is correct. I mean, we have been doing some sort of mail-in ballot voting since, you know, the early 90s. And then we transitioned into permanent mail-in voting, you know, in the early 2000s. And then that ultimately led to us of becoming an all-male ballot state in 2013 because the voters told us this is how they wanted to vote here in Colorado. You know, just some information about Weld County is before 2013, we had anywhere between 70 and 75% of our voter registration on that permanent mail-in voting. So we were automatically mailing them ballots at that point. And then after 2013, you know, we went to 100%. So it really wasn't a huge jump for us here in Weld County. And we've always done a really strong job with the mail-in ballots. And it's quite interesting how many people are listening to the national rhetoric. And one thing I always try and remind them is, you know, the national rhetoric doesn't really apply to Colorado because we have been doing it for so long. And we have been doing it very, very well. I mean, in 2016 and 2018, we were recognized as one of the safest states in the nation to cast your ballot. And that's just due to all the things that we do prior to election day, like the testing that we'll be doing for the public next week. And it's always interesting, you know, that you are right. This is not my first rodeo. And it's also not the first time that I'm explaining things. But like I said, I would much rather you have that conversation with me. If Facebook's leading you down a weird rabbit hole, or Google or Twitter or Instagram or whatever social media platform you're using, if you have concerns and questions, ask me. Ask my team. We will, like I said, more than happy to have a conversation because I'm not shy about talking about elections.
So how do we get in touch with you? I know there's a multitude of ways.
There is. There's no short of way to get in touch with me. You can use Facebook if you'd like. You can message me on there. You can also reach me directly at 970-400-3155. That is my direct office number. You can email me at ccoppus@weldgov.com. You can email my elections department, which is elections@weldgov.com. Visit weldvotes.com to find out all that information, too, just in case you're driving. And don't try and write that down. Just remember, visit weldvotes.com. That's where you can find all of our contact information. You can also, you know, get me on Twitter, which is @CoppusCarly. There's a multitude of ways to try and get in touch with me. You guys have no excuse not to call me.
Or messenger you, or yeah, Facebook, or whatever the case may be, right? All right. So before I let you go, I know you're very busy, but once again, if we'd like to participate in the county's logic and accuracy testing of voting equipment on September 30th, October 1st, give us the details on that one more time.
Yes, so please call the elections office at 970-304-6525. Ask for Kashmir, and we'll get you on the list. And then we will start at 9 a.m. on the last working day of September, which is September 30th. And we will get you all signed in and, you know, walk you through what we're doing. And we'd be more than happy to have you guys come and witness it.
Well, County Clerk and Recorder Carly Coppus, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Gail, as always. Appreciate you.
You bet. 721 1310 KFKA.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. If you miss any portion of Mornings with Gail, go to 1310KFKA.com to download the podcast today. Back to Gail.
Another one ride the bus. Another one ride the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one ride the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit
well,
by you, another one rides the bus.
Just when you think, what else can go wrong in 2020? Well, how about this? An asteroid the size of a school bus is passing Earth today because, well, it's 2020 and weird is the new normal. 728 now 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Yep, a school bus-sized asteroid will pass Earth today on its journey through space because, well, 2020 is obviously throwing us some closer calls these days. Named 2020 SW, the asteroid will zoom by about 13,000 miles above the Earth's surface. Now, according to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, scientists discovered 2020 SW on September 18th, but ruled out any chance of it deciding to make a dent or leave a mark on our planet. Paul Chodas is director of the Center for Near-Earth Object Studies at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. He says there's a large number of teeny tiny asteroids like this one. I don't know that I would categorize a school bus side as asteroid as a small, but okay, Paul. Several of them approach our planet as close as this several times each and every year. In fact, asteroids of this size impact our atmosphere at an average rate of about once every year or two. And even if it did take a detour to Earth, 2020 SW would probably just kind of disintegrate, burn up in the atmosphere. So let's all take a deep cleansing a breath, namaste, everything's going to be just fine. Closing in on 7:30 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Well, the market's pretty much all over the place this morning. And why is it that prices for existing homes are soaring? Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Management, joins us in just a few.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Catch me, Dan Patrick, and the Danettes, weekdays 9 to noon on 1310 KFKA.
Well, this caught my eye this morning. Of course, anything food-related usually does. 748 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, live and local via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. This has a Food Truck Friday. We'll kick off the opening of a new Greeley food truck court. Working from a piece popped up in the Greeley Trib just yesterday by Jaden Watson Fisher. From the open air plaza downtown now to a food truck court, Greeley is teeming with new options for how we can all enjoy food. The apartments at Maddie will introduce this week Food Truck Friday at its brand new food truck court, open to the public. Food Truck Fridays will occur each week, obviously on, yeah, you got it, Yokin' Around. Gotta love the name of that business. And Ideas Mio Burritos will be the first food trucks featured at the outdoor food truck venue. You can choose from a variety of menu options from the two trucks. Yokin' Around specializes in egg-based treats, including deviled eggs, a bacon cheeseburger omelet, or the farmer's scramble. I can eat breakfast any time of day. How about you? Ideas Mio Burritos provides a variety of breakfast and traditional lunch or dinner burritos. You can choose your protein and any add-ons, such as avocado, nothing like a little avocado toast, right? Sour cream or double protein. Both trucks offer additional items for purchase if you're not craving a burrito or eggs. So the trucks will be located at the Boone Apartment. This is 1640 8th Avenue from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And again, menus are available on each truck's Facebook page. So some dining options, additional dining options for your enjoyment. 750 now, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, 755.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Tune into The Hull Show at noon and NOCO Now at 4. Back to Mornings with Gail on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Kind of cool. Downtown Development Authority, a special district of the city dedicated to the revitalization of downtown Greeley, launched a social media campaign this week dubbed Downtown Greeley, the place to be. Well, we already know that. During the coming months, visitors of the downtown area are encouraged to share their stories of why downtown Greeley is indeed the place to be by using the hashtag Hashtag DTG, place to be, when posting to social media. Now in April, the DDA board of directors, this according to a piece I pulled out of the Greeley Trib by Bobby Fernandez, the board of directors formed a task force to explore ways to support the downtown business community in light of the recent challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, according to a news release, DDA staffed teamed with Brindle Digital Marketing for several months of strategizing and collaborating. Campaign seeks to continue telling the story of downtown Greeley's vibrancy, resiliency, and growth. So for more information on the place to be, all you have to do is fire up that Googler and go to greeleydowntown.com/ place to be. 7:59 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, got a lot to get to after we get you all up to speed on everything you need to know with local and national news. Cameron Peak firefighters are facing their biggest challenge to date today as high temperatures and wind gusts will test that Red Feather Lakes line. And, well, interestingly enough, they've had some unexpected visitors. We'll give you a little hint. One, they've actually named Lil Smokey. We'll have all the details coming your way in just a few. ABC News and local news just ahead. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Longmont, closing in on 8 o'clock.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.